will.
Next item, individual appeals to place certain crab pot and peeler pot licenses on a waiting list.
We have 26 appeals for your consideration today. We've compiled them in the same format as in the previous 2 months. We have 11 individuals who have appealed on the basis of medical condition. We have verified those situations in all but a few and are recommending that they all be approved. I guess I should read the names.
Please.
Henry T. Bunting, Louis V. DeMarco. These are the ones that we're recommending for approval now, without condition. Curtis Simmons, and that's a change from what you have in front of you. Louis Haney, Edwin Ruark, George W. Smith, Larry F. Taylor, and Biagio J. Frake, Jr. All of those we're recommending for absolute approval. And then there are a few that we're recommending approval pending receipt from these individuals of
let's take the first ones that you recommend approval, and you've got the list in front of you as to the reason, which I don't think needs to be aired in public because there is some sensitive information as far as medical conditions are concerned that I need to know, and we're the ones that need to know. Matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would offer a motion to approve per staff's recommendations.
There's a second. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
No.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries.
And we have three that are conditional. We're recommending for conditional approval. Gordon C. McPherson, Raymond M. Jenkins, Jr., and Kenneth E. Annis.
What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Robbins.
Move to approve those on the condition of receipt of doctor's confirmation.
Second, second to the motion. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The motion carries unanimously. All right, Mr. Travelstead, let's take the individual.
Next group is there's just one individual in the group, and this is that situation where they incorrectly identified the gear. We've been able to verify use of the gear and are recommending approval. John L. Hamblin is the individual.
It's a pleasure to the commission.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, sir.
The final group is the largest. Let me hit the approvals first. These are individuals who, for the most part, didn't provide us with any evidence of harvesting crabs under the particular license that's being placed on the waiting list. There are four that we've been able to clarify. The first is William F. Nelson. Now, he was here last month. This was the fellow who came in who had been using an agent to harvest crabs for him. And the agent, he assumed the agent was reporting. He had the information. He assumed the agent was sending it to us. And, in fact, the agent was not.
Where'd you get the catch reports in from? You must have gotten.
They finally brought the catch reports in. You know, they appear to us to be legitimate during the appropriate time period. There's not a lot of catch reports, and I don't know that they're complete. But, the agent now has a license on his own. He's no longer serving as an agent for Mr. Nelson. And we're obviously going to keep an eye on him to make sure he does report. He's brought that on himself. I just didn't think it was appropriate to hold Mr. Nelson back for something that his agent did. But that's, again, your call.
Pleasure of the commission.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve staff's recommendations.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
The other three individuals we're recommending approval for are
William Nelson. right?
That was William Nelson, yes. The other three are Desmond Owens, Ricky N. Jenkins, and William L. Carney. And again, in all these situations, we were able to gather information that we needed.
So you need a motion on them?
Yes.
Motion made by Mr. Schick. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carries.
The remainder of the individuals who've appealed were recommending for denial. Again, we have no evidence that our audits that we can do to verify use of the gear, and in many cases, the individuals are admitting they did not use the gear during that time frame. But they still think they're entitled to the license because they purchased it, through the years. And I think you're going to have to go through these one by one. The first is Terry K. Hayden.
Terry Hayden. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you all doing? My name is Terry Hayden. I've been a waterman, a fisherman, oysterman since the 1950s. And in 2003, I bought a convenience store to go along with my crabbing facility to enhance it. In 2003, in September, Isabel came along and destroyed my whole packing plant. And, of course, I've been in the convenience store since, but didn't have money enough to go back and reorganize. Now I'm in that position where I can reorganize, and I don't have a license. So I'm asking all of y'all to give it back to me.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just ask, what was your harvesting history prior to 2004?
I crabbed every year. In 1993, I was the 23rd person to get a card. And I crabbed up until the hurricane came, and it destroyed my business, and I haven't got, getting ready to get it back now. I worked hard enough to earn enough money maybe to get back into the business again.
These cases are very painful to deal with. I mean, from a human perspective, we've got benchmarks that have been set for the most part in Vavage, and it goes back to the gentleman from the Eastern Shore who was a crabber that crabbed and didn't have any catch reports, and he was one of the, Mr. Hayden was one of the first ones that we considered, and we didn't give him a license back pursuant to the regulation. And I know each one has an individual story, but when it gets down to the bottom line, I keep thinking about that man that we denied or the other that we denied that had the same set of circumstances. Matters before the commission, but I do ask that my commission be consistent in their application of the regulation. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you said, I mean, the difficulties here are very personal when the commission weighs these decisions, and the problem we have on the resource side of the equation is such that the top 250 licenses are catching the target level of catch in the fishery, and that's why the commission had to take some action to bring those the least active licenses under some level of management. If an individual has a license that's waitlisted, they're still free to go and transfer a license. We allow up to 100 transfers per year. If their circumstances change and they decided that they wanted to go back into the fishery, they're free to transfer a license back to themselves. So we still have some mechanism that provides for people to re-enter the fishery. But I would move to accept staff's recommendation.
Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Tankett. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Sorry, Mr. Hayden. Thank you. Who's next? Wesley Bowen. Matters before the commission. Mr. Tankard.
Move to deny.
Second.
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. W. Emery Lewis.
Yes,
sir. Dr. Lewis.
I apologize for keeping you all so late. So, Emery Lewis, Reedville, Virginia.
I'm an old waterman and got caught by not reporting some of the crabs I harvested. I have a dock, put some crab pots there, gave the crabs to my friends and family, and now I'm looking at retirement and not being able to use the license that I've looked forward to. I have letters from people that I've given the crabs to, but I didn't report any catch. Nutshell.
Hard enough as it is. It really
like
is.
Like you said, you as a patient of his,
I know Dr. Lewis is I've spent a day with him. He's a wonderful man. But please don't make it any harder for me. Matters before Mr. Tankard.
I certainly sympathize with Dr. Lewis, but at the same time, we've made our regulations, and frankly, I mean, these licenses need to go to folks who have been and are really in the relevant crabbing industry, and my belief, so I move to deny.
Second. Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Sorry, Doc. Thank you.
Thank you.
Keith Lilliston.
I want to talk to you.
Matters before the commission.
Move to deny.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Daryl Lilliston. Matters before the commission.
Move to deny.
Motion made by Dr. McConaughey. By Mr. Schick. Seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. John F. Balderson. Matters before the commission.
Move to deny.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Charles Buchanan. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries. Maurice Summers.
I'm going to take staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Emmett E. Sanford.
Move to take staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Kevin E. Godsey.
Move to take staff recommendation.
He's present.
General, Kevin Godsey from Matthews County. About 100% of my income derives from commercial fishing, I always have. About 90% of it comes from the crabbing fishery. I've lost my peeler pot license. I have a picture here of the shed system I had before Hurricane Isabel destroyed it. And in 2005, there's just a two-float system I set up because I had one seafood store in Richmond that was bugging me for soft crabs.
Did you come before the commission to have established that shedding operation?
No, sir. What I supplied okay. him was a receipt.
I couldn't remember if it was a plan that came before.
I had a copy receipt where I sold soft crabs in May to a store in Richmond. Set about 50 pots for about 5 days on a female run in May of 2005.
Mr. Travelstead, can you address this one? Is this one? We had something that was.
No, this is why I didn't have these shed plugs.
I'm looking for
Kevin Godsey, 3402.
There's the letter in the record. That's what we have. And I guess you're submitting new information.
Let's do this. I don't think we've got time right now. The way things are going, the way that it are, you're in all likelihood going to lose your license. I think probably what we should do, Jack, if you need further time, is to continue the matter for evaluation. Is that appropriate? Mm-hmm. Is that more appropriate?
Yeah, if he has new information we haven't seen.
That's what we would like to do. We'd like to give you a chance to show the information, whatever information that you may have, which may benefit you. Matters before the commission.
Move to continue the next
motion. Motion made to continue. Second by Mr. Tankard. Yes, you may, Mr. Holland.
If the new information meets with staff, and they feel that they could go forward with the new license. Can we do that?
I think we'll have to have, or can we? We did it before, didn't we? Or not?
Yes, with medical.
With the medical, you allow us to look at the doctor's information and make a decision.
Is that part? Would who made the motion?
I made a motion to continue.
I would amend it.
I would move to approve conditional on producing satisfactory catch reports to staff.
That would be, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, motion carries. You need to get with Mr. Travelstead and staff to determine. That's all I have, Mr. Travelstead. Do you have any more?
I was unaware that
you were on the agenda.
You're not
on
the agenda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Same thing, different.
We need to bring back. Yeah. Well, my name is Mark Sanford. I was just voted on a thing for my father, and I was unaware that he was even on the agenda for this month.
Okay, where's your father now?
He's actually in a nursing home.
Is he?
But there has been activity on his crab pot license and his cooler pot license.
Okay.
And I guess what we need to do actually
is get the records in and get whatever documentation,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, I was agent for his crab pot license, and my brother was his agent for his...
I think you're in the same situation Mr. Gotsi was just in.
No, you voted on denying it. Can you?
Well, we can bring absolutely... It's been so far back, I don't know who voted on Mr. Sanford, but the chair will entertain a motion to continue Mr. Sanford's case. Motion made by Mr. Tankard, is there a second? Second by Mr. Lane. For discussion, all in favor say aye. Get the stuff in, we'll look at it.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we need to find out actually also where the letters and stuff were going. Yes, gentlemen.
There was some kind of confusion at I had reported, and I talked to somebody at staff about my father, so I sent some jerk sample for the record, that they said there was some activity, and it was in my report, and that they...
Is this the same license?
Yeah, it's the same license.
Well, what you need to do is get with staff. We can't do anything about that up here this afternoon, if you would. Just get with them, and Mr. Gregory, is that what it was all involved?
I wanted to clarify something before the meeting was over that I saw about my license. I'm sorry.
No problem. We finished?
We have one other gentleman who's been here all morning who submitted information. He is scheduled to come before you for the April meeting. He didn't get his material in time, but apparently someone told you to be here.
I was here at Lake State Hall. Last meeting.
Have y'all had a chance to evaluate it?
I haven't had a chance to evaluate it.
Well, how about we continue the matter contingent upon the review of the matter, and then if you find it satisfactory, then we can issue the license, just like we did Mr. Godsey. Would that be appropriate?
That'd be fine with me. If y'all let me know if I get it either way, so I don't come back and set up with it.
That's fine with me.
So moved.
What's his name?
Maxie Martin. Correct?
Correct.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to continue contingent upon successful review by staffs. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.